Moncrief on News Talk. It's back. After a brief interruption of a few centuries, the ancient Irish sport of heavy stone lifting has been revived. David Keohane, who goes by the moniker Indiana Stones, is behind that revival. David, good afternoon to you.
Sean, how are you? How are you keeping?
Not too bad. So, I suppose, tell us first how you even, because a lot of people listening may never even have heard of this. How did you discover it?
Well, it's an interesting one. I started off with COVID. I used to compete for Ireland in kettlebell sport, which is kind of a strange Russian endurance sport, about 10 years. And I got to travel the world with that. It was fantastic. But then COVID struck and then the gyms were shut. I was like, okay, what am I going to do now? So I met my wife in art college and she has some stone carvings at the back garden. So I just started lifting these stone carvings as a way of keeping fit and keeping my mind right through COVID. And through the process of lifting these stones, I kind of got... fell in love with the functionality of the actual lifting of an object, like a heavy object like that.
Mm.
And then through the research of that, I heard that Rogue Fitness had made some documentaries about stone lifting in Scotland, in Iceland, in the Basque region in Spain. And all of a sudden, it wasn't just lifting something heavy. These were cultural items. They were rites of passage from boyhood to manhood. They were lifted at funerals and weddings. They had huge cultural value. And I was like, oh, geez, that sounds amazing. You know, I mean, it's in Iceland, it's in Scotland. It's in the Basque region. It was like, okay, we're in that same geographical area. So then I started looking for the culture of it here. And sure enough, there was a massive culture of it here that just got forgotten over the past 100 years.
Yeah. And so, and describe that culture. Because I know I said in the introduction it was a sport, but it sounds more like it was a rite of passage for people.
Exactly.
Rather than, yeah.
These are rites of passage. They were lifted. There's a great story written by the Limo Flaherty, a great essayist and short story writer, who lived on Inishmoor. And he wrote a story called The Stone. And it's about a rite of passage from boyhood to manhood on the island of Inishmore, that if you could get the wind under the local testing stone, what they call the Mullan, Port Vale and Doon, if you could get the wind under that, which literally means to get air under that by lifting it off the ground a couple of inches, that meant that you were a man. You know, you went from boyhood to manhood. And there was three levels of manhood. So you could lift it, if you could lift it off the ground just an inch, it was a great day in any young man's life. If you could lift it to your knees, you were a champion, equal of the best. And if you could stand up and it up to your chest, you were a phenomenon of strength to be spoken about for generations. And you were like the head man on the island, you know.
Hmm.
I fell in love with that story. And like he wrote about that back in 1927. And I found that story just through searching for Irish stone lifting online. And sure enough, it wasn't just a story. It was an actual stone based on an actual tradition on the island that Liam had just written about, because it was literally 500 yards from his house where this stone is. I went down, I refound that stone there about 2 years ago. And the culture has just taken off ever since, Sean.
Yeah, right. And so that first stone that you found, had it been carved in a certain way to make it, you know, relatively easy to lift? I assume it was a big stone, or it was just a random stone?
Yeah, so what it was is, this stone, Liam spoke about it in the story and said that it sparkled as the sunshine shone upon the particles of meek in its surface. So I went out with literally just those few lines looking for a stone in Inishmore, which is just stones, you know.
Mm,
I'm going
yes.
to find a stone and land on a stone. But I was talking to an islander who said that it's. She told me where it was. It was on this pathway heading down the village of Gortnacoppel. So literally, I was walking down this pathway, Sean, and there's thousands of stones down here. I'm like, how am I going to know which one is which? But in this blanket of limestone, this glacial karst landscape of Inishmore, there was this rose pink granite boulder that just stood out like a beacon, and it stood out like. It just called to me. It was like, that has to be it. You know, it's so differently shaped, so differently sized. It's a glacial erratic. It stands out. And sure enough, I didn't know it for then for sure it was it, but I got a couple of islanders who came over and saw me then struggling, trying to lift it. They told me that was the one that Limo Flaherty wrote for, and that was a testing stone of Inishmore.
My word. And so since then, have you found many more?
There's 44 found now.
Wow.
44 found in 2 years. Each one of them with its own story, each one with its own history and culture and tradition. Like, these aren't just stones, they're all stories. They're attached to our ancient culture, our ancient mythology. The theme of this one's deep to who we are as a people, you know? I mean, you think about when Oisín came back from Tiranóg, what did he do? He tried to lift the stone because he saw the men at the crossroads trying to lift it and he fell off the horse. And, I mean, there's so many stories that go back through the Fenian tales of stone lifting, stone throwing. It's very, very old Irish. You know, that's what I love about it. It's bringing a bit of culture back that was forgotten about.
Yeah, and I assume the stones are different sizes and different weights.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're all different, beautiful, different shapes and sizes. The average Irish lifting stone is 170 kilos, which is immense. You know, it's very, very big, even in comparison to other cultures. They're very, very big, very, very heavy. And a lot of the stones, it was just to get the goyfui, which I think is a beautiful expression, to get the wind under it. You know, literally just to break the ground with it was the valid lift.
And is there, and the stones are different shapes, are they? So when you'd have experience from previous sports and from doing this, you have to lift them up in different ways?
Yeah. Some of them, it depends on the area. Some of them, like I said, is just to get the wind under. But I mean, even lifting, like to lift a stone off the ground is difficult. I mean, everybody knows, like it's, you go to a gym, you lift a knurled bar or you lift a kettlebell, it's got a handle, you're inside, you can use chalk, you know, it's made to be lifted. Where a stone is just a stone on the ground. So you have to get down further. You have to use your hips and your legs a bit more. And obviously there's texture involved. You could be lifting out in the grass. You could be lifting on sand. It's 9 times out of 10, it's a rainy day because it's Ireland. And a lot of these are based in the West. So you have a lot of different factors to be challenged with, you know, which is what makes it such a difficult feat of strength. But it's just such a wonderful feeling when you lift those stones, you know, because you're getting in touch with your past. You're getting in touch with your culture, your ancestors. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And they're generally in really, really beautiful areas, you know?
Yeah. And how far back does it go?
Oh, God.
You know?
I mean, I have some of them here. There's some of them are pre-Christian. Some of them are, I say most of them will probably go back 13th, 14th, 15th century. So you're talking like 500 years old for the vast majority of these, you know? They all have absolutely wonderful tales attached to them. Some were used in for chieftains when they were getting coronated on hills. Some more could have been even ancient Balaun stones. There's just wonderful history attached to all of them. The stories behind them are amazing, you know. Because, I mean, I'm getting a lot of these from the Dukas archives, you know, the National Folklore Collection that was collected back in 1937. And a lot of the stories were written down by the kids back in 1937. And they were dictated to them by their parents. There's some wonderful tales attached to all of these stones. You know, like I said again, they're not just a stone. They're a story. And they're a connection to our folkloric past.
Yeah, and what happened that we stopped doing it?
I'd say a lot of it, I mean, coming across and meeting a lot of the locals, it's generally the Gorta Mór which put a big stop to a lot of Irish culture, you know, because so many people died or emigrated within those 3 to 4 years that people, like, villages would leave, you know, the story would go, the strength wasn't there anymore because of the starvation, and a lot of it died out because of that. And then, like, when you go through that and you go through, obviously, everything that happened at the beginning of the 19th century, 20th century, and everything that happened in that 50, 60, 70 years. So I think we're only kind of starting to come back and kind of realise who we are over the past 10 years. And it's been a massive cultural revival. I can feel it in Ireland now. There's a hunger to learn these old ways and these old cultures again. The language again is coming back. And that's wonderful to see, you know.
Yeah, and these 44 stones now, so are there lads combing the country now, lifting them up?
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm getting a video or getting tagged in videos and photographs every day of the week. There was at least 15 lads were out lifting these stones last weekend. And it isn't just men. I mean, there's men and women. There's women lifting stones as well. Women were a huge part of the culture as well. So, I mean, there's people literally searching the country for them now because they've become aware of me through getting a lot of media attention over the past 6 months. People want to find one in their own county and they're really, really proud of that. There's that old Celtic tribalism, which I love. And people are going to lift them and they're going to visit these sites and they're getting great emotions from it. They're really feeling what it means. That old connection is there again, and it's great, you know?
Yeah. David, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was David Cohan there. You can find him on Instagram as Indiana Stones.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.